Kabbalah is all about change. It isn't about being proud of our good qualities. The wisdom is about transforming our darkness into light, writes Yehuda Berk. For 2 months, we've been discussing mysticism. We started with Christian mystics like Meister Eckhart, Teresa of Avila, Francis of Assisi, Thomas Merton, and Thomas Keating. And this month is about people outside our tradition like Rumi and Khalil Gibran. And last Sunday, we talked about Paramahansa Yogananda. Each of these names has taught me so much about being a better Christian. Mysticism, at its core, is about having a direct and personal experience with God, seeing and acknowledging the divine presence in every relationship we have, including our relationship with nature and the cosmos. It opens the window to see a bigger picture and to experience the indwelling power of God in everything. We conclude this fascinating topic with a discussion about Jewish mysticism, known as the Kabbalah. The word comes from the Hebrew word kabal, which means to receive, and it originated in Spain in the 12th century. Initially, it was an oral tradition and considered secret knowledge, accessible only to a select few, and over time it would find texts like the Zohar and the Sefer Yetzirah. The three pillars of Kabbalah are as follows: Ein Sof. And it means the infinite and unknowable divine source from which everything emanates. This concept is similar to the Christian idea of God's transcendence, emphasizing the unfathomable nature of God. Sefirot. These are the 10 attributes through which God is made visible in the world, representing certain aspects of the divine reality, including wisdom, understanding, and loving kindness. And then there is the Tree of Life. The Sefirot are depicted as a body where each body part illustrates the interconnectedness of the divine attributes. Rabbi Lawrence Kushner is one of the Kabbalah teachers who have deeply influenced my spirituality. His first book I read was The Book of Words, Talking Spiritual Life, Living Spiritual Talk, that was published in 1993, which discussed the importance of words and language as the Zohar teaches. Yehuda Berk commentary says, words are singularly the most powerful force available to humanity. We can choose to use this force constructively with words of encouragement or destructively using words of despair. Words have energy and power with the ability to help, to heal, to hinder, to hurt, to harm, to humiliate, and to humble. In Kushner's book, God Was in This Place and I Did Not Know, that was published in 2010, explores how one finds oneself in spirituality and how it gives greater meaning to one's life. He emphasizes how the Sefirot guides us to see and understand how each action has a certain effect. The interconnectedness of everything means that every aspect of our humanity is woven into the tapestry of another person and also with the cosmos and nature. In the Zohar, it is noted many times how we are warned about the danger of being overwhelmed by our circumstances or a life that becomes so rushed that there's no more time to be still. When the connection with God is lost, every decision we make is driven by fear and not love. We react to life's challenges with doubt, especially self-doubt, rather than hope and optimism. Kabbalah also emphasizes the mistakes and disappointments that humans go through and how one finds their way when feeling lost. In Judaism, sin is not something we do to God but to our fellow man. We commit sin and we are not sinful. Job 35 verse 5 to 8 says it profoundly beautiful. Look up, look at the sky, look at the clouds high above you. If you sin, what does it do to God? If you transgress many times, how does it affect Him? And if you are without sin, what does He gain from you? Your sin affects your fellow man, and your innocence affects your fellow man. The Sefirot begins with the Keter, or the crown, at the top of the head of the body, and ends with the Malchut, the kingdom of God, at the bottom. This is known as the Shekhinah, presence of God, which we as Christians know as the Holy Spirit. The accuser, or as in Hebrew, the HaSatan, which we recognize as the ego, is responsible for all our emotional pain. And when we react from the ego, we become self-destructive and drag everything down with us. Faith and trust are something we work on every day. When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as Psalm 23 says, it is also the path to the light. It brings us closer to God by using our circumstances to transform and renew ourselves. Let's take this Sunday the 10 points of the Sefirot that correspond to the 10 body parts and then place them in the context of our intellectual, emotional, and spiritual lives. Wherever you go, your body goes with you. Therefore, it is impossible to ever think of your body in the same way again, except to see it as a reflection of the divine. Where you go, God goes with you. As always, with love, to Blanche. Our thought of the day is Daniel Matt, who says, "Why should anyone care about the Kabbalah? Because it challenges our understanding of God and dares us to transform ourselves. It shatters childish theological images and discovers a God called infinity." We are every Sunday at 10 o'clock at 7 Bicut Street in Durbanville, and everyone is welcome.